Him, Her, and You by Robert Shields and Laureen Yarnell is told in mime. There's a lot of bad jokes about people who express themselves using this art form, like a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and then there's a meme of somebody trying to hurt or shoot a mime. But the truth of the matter is that Shields and Yarnell had been major television stars, creating characters, situations, and comedy that had brought them to fame on The Ed Sullivan Show for numerous visits. They weren't Marcel Marceau, the French genius who brought mime to America and made people think that his character and his stories were deep and profound. Shields and Yarnell were entertainers, and they took life and little situations that were part of life and inhabited it as well with their humor and their relationships. At one point, they had been husband and wife, and now they were divorced, but still had the enormous respect of working together. I'd never encountered or thought I would be directing two people like them in an all-mime story of how and why people in life don't need words to make an audience understand, laugh, cry, and feel. I really learned from them about how you can look at a stage and actually never listen to the words and see a story that is as important to you as if you were listening to Shakespeare. On the other hand, I had often, when I directed a play, not looked at the stage, but just listened for the words to see if the story that was being spoken rang true to me, because as a child I had listened to radio plays and imagined what they looked like, but at the same time realized that merely from the sound of the spoken voice I could understand characters, relationships, and their power. So I use both techniques now when I direct. I listen without looking, and then I look without listening, and then ultimately, when the production is together, you can do both and allow yourself to experience with all senses the power of theater.